I'm David Bell. I'm a freelance journalist and live about 6 blocks away from the World Trade Center. About 8:45 this morning, heard an airplane racing over the roof of my building and knew by the sound of it that it was dangerously low, and seconds later heard an explosion, heard people screaming on the street, put on some clothes, ran downstairs, walked half a block up, saw the gaping hole in the side of the first tower. 10-15 minutes later, saw that explosion from the second plane hitting it, ran home and got my camera, moved east to West Broadway and Leonard, and watched both buildings within 40 minutes implode upon one another, and dust clouds reaching 10 blocks north. Eventually went further downtown through various roadblocks and filmed within 4 blocks the damage and the fire that was burning in building number 7. It's a tragedy. It's a terrible, terrible thing. And it's a day that none of us will ever forget. And it looks like it's probably the beginning of World War III.
What was the atmosphere around on the streets as you were watching this?
I think people were in disbelief, as much as I was. And of course, it was also real and unfolding in front of our eyes. But, you know, the first impact, that was obviously an incredible thing. And then all of a sudden, 20 minutes later, a second impact. It was just relentless. It was a relentless day. I think anyone who was in New York, let alone within a few blocks of the disaster, must be just absolutely completely destroyed, just emotionally and just fatigued. And it was one thing after another, and it got worse and worse. And things are calm now, but there's, you know, a heap of 130 stories of two buildings falling on top of one another. There must be at least 20 stories of debris, and, you know, who knows what's underneath that.
Did you get a look then at the aftermath once the two buildings had crumbled and the debris around the area?
Yeah, I managed to get within 4 blocks of the area, and they evacuated us within 20-30 minutes because building number 7 had caught on fire and removed up to Chamber Street. But it was 6 inches at least, if not a foot, of soot, of papers, of files, of belongings, and cars that had been parked and cars that had arrived as part of the rescue mission that were half on fire, and it looked like a terrible barbecue.
What are your thoughts now as you look down Worcester Street and in the darkness you don't see the World Trade Center?
You know, I grew up in the neighborhood around the World Trade Center, and I had this nightmare as a child about wondering if those buildings ever fell, would they be long enough to reach my neighborhood? And if they hadn't been long enough, would there be a domino effect? And I guess the one positive thing we could say is that they fell vertically rather than horizontally, and so that the damage has been contained within a certain area. And it's bizarre to look at that skyline and not see those buildings there, and not see those lights and the flashing of the antenna on the World Trade Center. And it's just terrible. It's terrible. 9 o'clock this morning, jam-packed. I was thinking, every elevator, any time I've gone to the World Trade Center, every elevator has been full at that time of the day. And apparently a lot of people were able to get out because, of course, there was a 20-40 minute period of time between the plane actually hitting and it collapsing. But surely there were thousands of people stuck in those elevators and waiting below, and rescue workers racing to to help people, and when those buildings collapsed, I don't think if you were in 2-block radius, you would have had any time to escape in any way. The testimonies I heard of people who were there and actually survived were diving under cars and throwing garbage cans into windshields of parked cars and diving inside and into the subway systems.